Your team has changed a little bit, or a lot, I guess. Comings and goings. Your impressions. What are you thinking about all that changes that you're looking at with your team?
Taking a step back and I think about, like, I'm going to my fifth year now. That sounds kind of old. So to be kind of one of the older guys in the room now is different. But I feel like the guys before me helped lay a good foundation and of what to expect from the older men once they step up. And I'm excited. It's Brian's offensive line room, hands down. And I'm just excited to help execute what he wants. And I'm very confident with the guys we have in the room moving forward.
David, what do you, after the year you had last year, what do you do for an encore? I mean, coming back, and, what's the mindset going into the next year?
My mindset's always stayed the same, so it's simple. I mean, anyone can do something once. That's always been kind of my philosophy, so anyone can have one really good year. So just building upon that, and for me, it's the next, I guess, step that I would like to take is bring other people up with me. And, you know, ultimately we want to win a Super Bowl. So if we can have five, everyone kicking in all cylinders in the offensive line, and then through that get the other six, have 11 playing at an extremely high level, put ourselves in a good opportunity.
You mentioned it's Brian's room. I think it was pretty clear it was TJ's room last year, just the void of his departure and what you pick up from that day.
I'll say, you know, nothing but respect for TJ. Texted him a lot throughout the process, and happy for him. Happy for him and his family, and I know he'll be missed not only among the players, but I know also among the media and the staff and everyone here. He gave us, what was it, 8 solid years, and you know, Detroit got a really good player. But I guess beyond that, I kind of been prepared with the whole Josh Sitton departure, and you can't really look back. So for us, just kind of continue moving forward. We got a bunch of guys in the room that we're confident about, had good off seasons, and we'll see as, you know, IPW start kicking off, and that's the NFL. That's kind of how the room works.
Lane proved you can plug and play. You know, there's a guy there ready to take an opportunity. He took his. There's got to be another guy here that can do that.
Yeah, I feel confident that we have some in the room, and I'm confident with the third floor. I think they know what they're doing. People forget that, you know, we had a guy, Corey. He got drafted and came in, plugged him in, played really well right away. I was kind of the same product. Josh was too. So was Brian when he was first drafted. So whatever happens. I just know that we have such a good foundation and core to begin with that I'm not worried about it at all.
You got to see Lucas and Kyle up close every day. What did you see from them throughout their seasons here, and what do you expect from them in the spring?
I expected them to take, you know, Coach Ace talks about taking that next step. I was pretty high on both of them, actually, when they came in. The biggest thing, they improved a lot throughout the year. You know, when you come in, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders being a rookie coming from college to the pro level. And once things started dying down after camp, they really were able to focus on themselves and what they wanted to improve on. I saw some good improvement, but I'd like to see, you know, them take that next step and really start implementing on the field and, you know, compete at an even higher level than I know that they're capable of doing.
Look forward to having the running game kind of stabilize itself again from the start?
I mean, I would love it, but I've never really cared. At the end of the day, you can call a run, you can call a pass. I'm going to work my tail off and do whatever we got to do to get a positive gain on whatever play.